Okay, everybody, welcome to the call today. And today is what, February the 25th? Yes?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Could be at the right place at the right time. So what I want to start with is I'd like everybody for 1 or 2 minutes to share an insight, breakthrough, or great result you've had in the last week or two. You know, what's the good stuff? We can talk about the hard stuff later. What's the good stuff? See, Nancy can have the insight that she should never lift anything heavy up like that ever again.
Right. I'm getting older. I'll go first.
Sure.
Probably the biggest thing is I'm having a breakthrough in getting support, getting stuff done, because I've had, since we started this program, suddenly I've been busy with actual work that I have to do. And not feeling well has made it even harder to get it done. And so asking for help. Yesterday I had the brainstorm to hire somebody to do some of the piddly stuff that I didn't have time for. And that feels really great. Because I'd rather be spending time on this to keep my business flowing than on the piddly stuff that occupies all that time. So I'm going to make that a practice, I think.
And that's a lower hourly rate than you charge, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a bit lower.
Okay, good. That is a breakthrough.
Yeah.
Yeah. You give stuff away, breakthrough. Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, who's next? How about Leanne? You're unmuted.
Okay.
What is that noise?
Yeah, we got somebody with a background noise. God knows who it is. Everybody else except Leanne, please mute. Welcome, Oliver. Roberta, Oliver, please mute. Yeah, don't you love this? It might be a system issue. It doesn't go in a way. Okay, it's gone for now. Okay. Leanne, let's hear from you.
My primary objective is to do more private coaching, and I'm still working on that. In terms of like tactical things, finding Wunderlist, I think will be good for follow up. It does what I wanted to do, and easily, so that's good.
Share a little bit about that, because we discussed that. No one else knows about that for you.
So what I wanted is when somebody makes an inquiry or have a connection with somebody at a networking meeting or whatever, want to have a way to have their name, the date of each contact, and whatever the result of that contact was.
Right.
Whether it was a networking meeting or they reached out to me via email or whatever. And so Wunderlist is free for basic use, but it's more than enough for what I need. They have a pro and a business version as well. But it's available both on the desktop and as an app. And, it syncs and you can email stuff to it and it'll create to-dos out of it. And it'll sync with your calendar as well. So when you have a reminder, it'll ping you. I have somebody that I am following up with regarding possible coach training. And, you know, it's an ongoing process. So I want to see how often am I connecting with her? What am I doing when I'm connecting with her? Am I getting her voicemail? Am I actually talking to her? Am I sending her something of interest?
Yeah.
So I think Wunderlist will be the
great
the help with that.
Who else could use Wunderlist? Sounds like a really good tool. You know, there's so many tools out there on the web. It's almost impossible that you won't find something with a little looking. So
good it job. Took me several hours to find it.
Yeah.
So it actually came, I'd clicked on an article in LinkedIn regarding 5 top apps for HR professionals. The description didn't even say that it would do what I wanted, but I was interested, and so I looked at it, and there it was. I mean, and I downloaded quite a number of other possible CRM apps, and they weren't what I needed. So.
But it cost too much, et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. How about your website progress?
So I'm happier with the design. It's not at all populated with content. I just got a lot of other stuff on my plate. It's not going to happen, you know, until over the next 2 weeks. So.
Okay. But it's you're redoing it. I'm working with her on some of the design things.
Yes, Robert's working on the header and everything. And I did find a template that I really like the look of. It just needs more content. There's a ton of content hidden right now. But I need to read Robert's things on websites and figure out what makes the most sense to put in. I don't want to just drop junk in. So.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right. I'm just going to call on people. How about Sarah Jane? Insights, breakthroughs, great results, good things happening.
So everybody knows, because I had it on the program that we fill out, that I've been having a very hard time writing my second article. And just in the last 12 hours or so, I've had some breakthroughs and made some major progress as to what I want to put in it. And now I feel like I'm going to be able to finish it.
Good. Did my suggestions help or something else?
They helped along with something else.
Okay.
I mean, it was, I what you had told me before, but I made a different connection with it this time. So it, I guess it's something I needed to hear twice.
Right. Okay. So what's the topic going to be?
What you had suggested, 7 challenges.
Okay. All right.
I don't know if it's going to be 7, but it'll be challenge.
Right. You know, we really want to use each other for this. This is why I really want to beg you to look at other people's things. Because Leanne might say, I'm looking for a CRM and someone else knows it, or vice versa, or ask me by all means. Put it on, you know, questions like that on the action system, you know, so that we can support each other. So great. Yeah, you know, if you don't have the idea of the direction of the article, very hard to write. You know, it happened to me on Monday. I hardly never write an article. I don't know. I was exhausted Monday. I just could not think of an article, so it didn't happen. We got the idea, no problem. Okay, next person, Oliver Connolly, who just recovered successfully from foot surgery.
Yeah, and learned some lessons. You have to chill once in a while. And I'm an A-type. Deep down, I just want to be there yesterday. And this was supposed to be minor surgery, and it's billed as minor surgery, but when the surgeon uses carpentry tools, it's minory my ass, you know. it took me
saws and rasps and drills,
all sorts of crap, and it took me a couple of weeks to really get up and going. But now I'm good to go. So what the hell? I guess the big thing, big breakthrough overall for me in this whole thing was, okay, take a deep breath, start, figure out where you want to go, and then do it piece by piece, and don't expect it all to get done today. And I'm getting comfortable with that finally. But it took some self-talk. Anyway, there we go.
That's
and looking forward to without any pressure in the last couple of weeks, I reached out to some people to figure, heck, I'm lying on my back. I got nothing else to do. You can only read so much, and I'm not a big TV watcher anyway. And I had some great conversations with, you know, no real agendas except, hey, let's touch base. Let's figure out what's going on. And now I have pretty much a platform to work off.
So, great.
That was good.
Great. Okay, good. Okay, let's see who's next. How about Sarah Taylor?
Hi. So this, I'm using a different laptop, and I know it doesn't have great sound, so hopefully everybody can hear me. But my breakthrough, I think, this week happened after my discussion with you, Robert, where we talked a little bit about those informational interviews and like setting up meetings with people with no real agenda and what to talk about, because that's one of those things that for me is a little bit anxiety producing. I like to know exactly what I'm going in to talk about and exactly what we're going to. Yeah, I want to have a plan. But you mentioned to me that just have real interest. If you have real interest in who you're talking to, and just sit down and just with no agenda, just have a conversation. It really took the pressure off of me. So I had a meeting that I think went really, really, really well. And I went in with that attitude, like, let's not have an agenda. And there's nothing that I have to accomplish or check off of a list from having this conversation. Let's just go in and talk. And yeah, that was just a huge aha moment for me. So that was my breakthrough.
That's good. No, there's nothing wrong with preparation, but sometimes preparation can get in the way of that.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, you have such good connections to make connections with and to follow up with that can lead you to good places.
And people do want to help. Like, I really find that. Like, I find people are interested in what I'm doing. People do want to help and do want to meet with me. And I have had a ton of responses to the people that I've reached out to. And I have such anxiety about doing that. Like, for me, it's so much easier to do it on somebody else's behalf or on behalf of an organization. But to just do it as me seems challenging. There's a bit of a mental block. So our conversation is really helpful.
Yeah. Can everyone relate to what Sarah's saying? Stick your hands up. Yes, everybody. Yeah. Okay. Well, great job. After a while, it will just become second nature to you.
I look forward to that. There's still a little bit of mental prep I have to do, so I look forward to the second nature thing.
Do you know some performers, famous performers, successful performers, people who perform for years, that perform on the stage like singers or actors or stand-up comedians, they often get sick before they go on stage. Mm-hmm. They have the jitters, the nervous. If you didn't have any jitters, that would actually be a bad sign. Mm. So if you're a little nervous, that's okay. Keeps you, you know, awake to what you're working on. If it's just sort of blah, 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 that's probably not a good sign. So don't try to, you know, that'll just happen. But the interview itself probably went really well, right?
It really did. It
you just did. Forgot about saying the perfect thing and you just got interested and did they give you some leads or other connections?
Absolutely. Some other connections, other people to reach out to, some leads. We're going to meet again in about a month. It was just a great meeting all around. And it was good.
Okay, great. Congratulations. Good job. Okay, who else have we got here? Roberta. You're muted, Roberta.
Okay, unmuted? I'm unmuted?
Yes,
now?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to build on what Nancy had said about being busy and being more organized. It's just, as I've gotten really busy the last month or so, combination of things, I'm getting really efficient with things. I'm not quite out of, I've got a lot of pieces, but that's been a really interesting to watch myself be able to handle things better and faster. I'm also really pleased with the website and how it's evolving. It was not in my plan to redo my website at this point, but it just, one thing led to another. A lot of time, but I'm really pleased with it. And we're down to the final stages of refining things, but it's good. I'm pleased with it. I didn't have to come up with new content. We moved my old content. So I didn't have that piece of it that you have.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, things are good.
Good. Roberta, you're a very organized person.
Yeah.
A little more organized than the average person.
It's true.
So when things get busy, you're good at finding systems to smooth, yeah, make things, you know, not so chaotic.
Yeah, and I have been using my network more. You know, I ebb and flow. I've got this wonderful young woman who does tech stuff for me, and so some of the pieces on the website I'm handing off to her this afternoon.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I do. I just keep finding ways to make it more efficient. If I assume that it's always going to be this busy, then I really have to get myself, you know, another level of organization and people to do things.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So.
Okay, last but not least is Carol. Please unmute yourself.
Hello.
Hello.
So first, I'd like to thank everybody who's been responding to my posts, commenting, because I really enjoy that. I love seeing that someone's commented on my post. So it's very supportive, and people have given me, you know, advice and name, you know, offering to give me contacts. And if I know I haven't responded back because, like I asked you, like, how do you know if someone says something, and then if I want to answer back, they're not going to come back in and see it. So I just want to say thanks to everybody that's been doing that. I really, really, really appreciate it. So I hope I've been as helpful to you guys as you've been to me. I do try to comment on people's posts every time I post.
Okay, great.
So anyway, talking about posts, I'm going to continue the theme here. So the last time I was posting what I did, I started writing it was a no marketing day. And then I changed it to it was a low marketing day. And then I proceeded to list all these things I did. So I had to delete the low marketing completely. So it's becoming something that I'm doing, and I don't even really realize I'm doing it. So it's becoming much more natural and normal part of my schedule and my day. It's not this separate activity, marketing, you know, like that used to be a separate thing. Yeah. So I was like, oh my gosh, when I just from posting, that occurred to me.
That's nice to hear. This is one thing I want from everybody, that marketing just becomes a natural, easy thing that you do. It won't always be ultra easy, but it won't be this absolute black hole of I don't know what to do or where to go, you know?
Yeah.
So Kara also had a breakdown.
Not a breakthrough, a breakdown, right?
And it was my fault. So we got her using a database system so she could send out direct emails. And I neglected to realize that she didn't have desktop email. She had Yahoo Mail. So if you have Gmail or that, the system won't work. So she had to get desktop email so that would all work, and I won't get into the technicalities, but then she sent out an email to everybody and then they ended up blank. And I just had to say, hey, it's not the end of the world. And she just kept on, and then she sent her first one, and the next one goes out tomorrow. And so she's promoting her live class that's coming up at the beginning of April. So she's pretty much on track despite the setbacks. Mm-hmm. So thanks.
Allow extra time if you can, because you don't know what you're going to run into.
Carol, you're always so pleasant and happy to work with, but I'm sure there were times you were cursing the technology gods and maybe me in the last week. You know, sometimes you hit something like that where you spend ridiculous number of hours. You know, we've all gone through it. So I gave you the help I could, and that helped a bit, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. So at least I know if someone needs to use a database like that, I know what to help them with. So,
yeah, it was definitely a learning curve, you know, just not having the awareness that you can't just use any old email. And then, I mean, when you say, oh, it was an email issue, it sounds like it should have been simple to just get a new email, but it was a whole long process of trying to understand how it works, and, you know, even just getting set up with a different email, that process wasn't as seamless as you would think it should be. And then trying to decipher what all these messages meant, you know, it's just a lot. You know, we don't want to crash, you know, the email or, you know, anything like that. So, but it's moving along.
And luckily your husband could give you some help.
Yeah, well, he wasn't too happy with us, me and you, Robert. He wasn't too happy. He's like, what are you paying him for? just calm down. We're going to figure it out.
That was just a bonus helping you technically. Of course, the bonus sort of got turned around on me.
So, but no, he's very helpful. But see, this isn't his first, you know, forte. He's sort of self-taught with all this. And, you know, he's much better than I am, but it's not like he's not like a tech person I can rely on, you know. Yeah. But at this point, I don't really want to, you know, even have to go that route. I want to see what we can do. And then, you know, that might be something. And the other thing, breakthrough, was, you know, I've been sort of, ever since we had the pre-work, and you were filling out those charts and things, and, you know, we were thinking of, you know, the different people we know, and, you know, whether we're familiar or not familiar, and who to connect with. So I had thought of this person that I sent that email to, that I had shown you the draft, a health coach. And I was sort of fantasizing, oh, she would be so great, you know, to be connected with. The fantasy, like, oh, it's going to, I don't know, it'll be hard. And then when I sent the email, she responded back within 15 minutes. She was like, yes, that's great. Let's get together. I just couldn't believe how simple that was. It's just, wow.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting thing about human nature. A lot of us feel that we're simply going to be rejected. No matter the situation, no matter the good relationship, no matter this, you know, everything looks good and still we're afraid that there might be rejection. And rejection is the last thing we want. I mean, it's the last thing we want in the world is rejection. We want acceptance, not rejection. So this is what stops us a lot in marketing. You know, it won't work, but it all often comes down to some kind of rejection. So if you get past rejection, if you start to realize that the worst thing that could happen is someone isn't interested, and that has nothing to do with you probably, it's just not right timing, you become kind of immune to rejection. Now that doesn't happen overnight. That might take some time. But you can have really big breakthroughs if you're immune to rejection. Mm-hmm. You know, if I work with a client that seems immune to rejection, we work really fast because they're not stopping at every point thinking, what will people think of me? And what if I do this wrong? And what if they're not interested? There's this all stuff going on. Mm-hmm. That's not as much. You can have a really big breakthrough. So there are some people you want to meet with, they won't want to meet with you. Mm-hmm. And you'll probably survive that, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but great. Congratulations.
They're lost. That's all I can say.
Right. You know, I've been doing some outreach as well, you know, stimulated by you guys. I'm not really looking for new clients or that kind of thing, but I just wanted to sort of practice outreach. And then the day before yesterday, how did I find him? I don't know. I was thinking about him. This guy that I've known for 29 years, and we talk about every 5 or 10 years, and I said, I gotta find this guy, and I found him online. I sent him an email, said I'd love to talk. We had a great hour and a half talk yesterday, and you know, and I invited him to come to something that I'm doing, and you know, it's amazing. It makes you just feel so great. Somebody, my best friend from high school that I haven't been in touch with for almost 20 years, friended me on LinkedIn, and I didn't even recognize him. He actually looked really put together and professional, which is not how I thought of Jerry. So I contacted him, and we're trying to get together a time to meet and catch up with our lives. And anyway, so that's good practice for your business stuff as well, you know, just reaching out. Okay, so next I want to talk about articles, and before I do, I just want to make sure I'm up to date. I sort of keep track of all these things you're all working on. So Carol, regarding your article, where are you with your article?
So I sent it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. That's on me now to give you feedback on that. Okay. And Nancy, you got your main article then, right?
Yep, I think so. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good. And you're working on the other piece. Are you working with the designer yet?
Yeah, I haven't heard back from her yet, but yes.
Okay, fine. And Oliver, you've got your article done, a little formatting work, right?
Correct.
Okay. And Sarah Jane, you've got one article and you're working on a second one, so she's being an overachiever. She's doing great. Leanne, where are you about in your article?
You have it. We talked about it when we talked on Tuesday. It's good to go, and I'm going to see about getting it published.
Fantastic. Pardon me for my bad memory with these. There's so many people. Roberta Ryan, is yours done? But I saw a note that it wasn't done, so I'm not sure about you. You're muted. You're muted.
Sorry. I'm behind. I'm not as organized as you think.
So you're half done?
Yeah, I'm half done. I got the concept early this morning. I've trimmed it down to 3 items.
Okay.
Really good items. And I've got it about a half hour, 45 minutes. The first draft will be to my editor in about a half hour.
Okay.
But it'll be a couple days because I don't have a half hour today.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you're making progress.
I'm really pleased with it.
Okay, Sarah Taylor, you wrote something quite good. We did a lot of work on it. Have you made any more progress?
I'm about halfway through, so I haven't made. I was hoping to get it done by yesterday, but my work should be
off.
So
I just want to stay on top of this and not let.
Yeah. So I haven't submitted the final draft, but well on my way.
All right. And okay, that's all I need to know with that. Okay, so let's talk about articles and writing, and you know, anything you want to say about what you're learning from this, insights that are coming from writing, difficulties or struggles that you're having, questions about articles that are coming up as you're writing them. You know, I've talked to almost everybody with working on their articles, so it's not like this is a brand new topic, but I just want to see if there's anything to discuss here today about articles.
So this is Sarah Jane. So I would just share the comment that all the writing that I've been doing, articles as well as the HEOB letters, has enabled me to feel more confident when I am verbally communicating with people.
Great. That's big. And that's one of the main purposes of writing. So that's great. Anything else about that?
What, for me?
Yeah. Just more confident in talking to people because you put it in writing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you're not getting that result, you're missing something important. You should be more confident. If not, it's like it might be the wrong article, or you're just not going into depth enough, or it doesn't encompass your business well enough, but if really is zeroing in on those issues that you work with clients on, it should make your conversations easier. Okay, great. Who else?
I'll speak. One of the things that I feel like I sort of struggle with writing some of the articles is like being easily understandable. Like, I feel like for a lot of the writing I do for work, like in my full-time job, everything is so clinically worded, or maybe writing toward, journals and that sort of thing, that I feel it's hard to just be relatable and speak a language that would be understandable.
Right.
So I kind of feel like I struggle a little bit with that.
Yeah. So here's one thing that you can try to do. This is just a simple word. Trying to make your writing conversational as if you were talking to somebody. So you write whatever you write, the whole article or a section or whatever, and then one of the best ways to do that is to read it out loud. And then you hit sort of awkward phrasing that sounds too impersonal or too academic or too stiff.
Yeah.
And then you say, well, how would I say that? So if you say something, you know, in relation to the particulars of that incident where we refracted the differentiation of the substantial blah, 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 you might go, I would never talk like that. How do I make this simpler? You know, most, well, I don't know exactly. Most people don't read at a super high grade level, believe it or not. Even if you're marking your college graduates, a lot of people only read at the 10th grade level. Some people say less. So you don't want to, and I don't mean dumb it down. I just make it clear.
Yeah.
There's some government writing that I've seen as samples that I think they just write that to be, oh, well, he must be good because it's so complicated we can't understand the stupid thing. I mean, it's almost required in some places, but in marketing, no. Clear, you know.
And one thing that you mentioned to me was to have shorter sentences, like try to keep shorter sentences. And so I've been a little bit more aware of that.
Yeah. See, some people have a whole paragraph that's five lines long and it's one sentence. And that can be hard to get through, really can. So shorter sentences, more punchy, always starting your paragraphs with the most important idea of the paragraph, which you often you bold, that kind of thing. Now, I've been giving you a lot of feedback on formatting, and I sent you my formula, and then people are sending me stuff back that doesn't fit the formula at all, just to let you know. So make it big enough, make it, you know, put in the bolding. Think of this as the final draft that someone would see, you know. But, you know, that can all be cleaned up and fixed up. Then ultimately, once we get the article done, you want to turn it into a PDF and make it available on the website somehow. You know, I'll be talking to you all about that. You have an article, it's helped you, you got clarity, you can give it to people, but it's good to have it as a download on the website, whether you opt in to get it or not. So we want to, you know, have those things available on your website that you feel good giving away. Okay, so who else? Questions, insights?
So can I just make the comment also to make an article more the way we talk rather than we write? There are loads of electronic instruments today where you can talk into the instrument and it types out what you're saying. So I do that sometimes on my iPad. And then I take what's on my iPad and I email it to my computer and then I edit it.
What's the program you use on your iPad?
What's the programming? I don't know. It's an Apple iPad.
No, the thing that that translates your speech into writing.
Siri.
Oh, Siri can do that? Okay.
Is that what I'm using?
Yeah, if you have one of the more recent iPads, definitely, you can talk to it. And if you use Pages, you can do it straight in a document. And then, it's in the cloud and you can access it from the desktop without having to email.
That's what's happening, yeah.
You can do it from your iPhone, too. Use that little microphone right next to the space bar on the keyboard.
Great. But it will actually transcribe your text. Of course, it makes some errors, but nevertheless, that's not a bad idea. Okay, that's something.
It's good to check your emails before you press send when you use that function.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes it makes some funny words.
It's funny. I can type really fast, so it's not an issue for me, but that's not true for everybody. Thanks to grade 10 typing class, you know, God knows. Okay, who else wants to share something? Roberta, Mike?
Yeah, what I've done with my writing is I have an editor, and she's kind of a writing partner editor, and so I don't send proposals out or blogs or anything unless I run them past her. So that's how I've solved the problem of having my writing look the quality that I want. And anybody wants her number. I know you all, Robert, you also have a good editor, so having one of those people in your pocket's a good idea.
Well, I wrote my e-zine for years and years, and I did have an editor a while back, and then my wife helped me a bit, and then I just did it myself. And then The person I use is Daphne Gray Grant. She has one of the best interviews about writing in the interview section of the club, Daphne Gray Grant, on writing better, faster, smarter, whatever. Yeah. And I was reading her one of her e-zines, and I said, gosh, she is such a better writer than me. And I felt writer envy. But instead of feeling writer envy, I said, Daphne, can you edit my e-zines? And so I stopped making these stupid mistakes. And she said, fine. And I pay her $100 an hour, but it only takes about 10 or 15 minutes to edit an e-zine. That's how fast she is. So I send it to her that afternoon. An hour or two, I get it back, and then I send it out. So she's really fast, too. So sometimes you really do need an editor. It's amazing the little grammatical mistakes you make that really don't make your stuff look as good as it could. Okay, who else would like to share something about articles?
I will share.
Yeah.
So, you know, I work in marketing research, and so a lot of times my job is to show people something like a commercial and ask them what it means. And so I'm super aware that I might be communicating something that's really relevant to me.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if I'm saying the right things. And so I have some concern about that, and I feel a little embarrassed to check it out. And it's so ironic because it's what I do. But like, so I just wrote this article about what questions that you should ask when you're hiring somebody like me. And then I'm worried about sending it out because I'm worried I missed something that's really important to them that I'm not good at. I didn't put anything in there that I'm not good at. So.
Well, of course not.
Right? So I'm a little bit worried about how it's going to land with my specific clients. And.
So are there things that you're not good at that you know that you didn't list?
I mean, I don't know. It's sort of like if I were great at marketing strategy, I'd put that in there.
Yeah.
It would be helpful, but it's not the fundamental part of my job. But I'm sure that sometimes that's who they hire, someone who does what I do but also takes it to the next step.
Yeah. But what's one of your biggest strengths, Nancy, that other people don't have?
Well, I'm great at what I do. I mean, I can get people to talk about anything.
Your background.
Yeah, my background is different, and my skills are different because
you have this whole background in psychology, right?
Yeah.
A lot of marketing research people do not have that background in psychology.
Right.
So, you know, we can't have everything.
Right.
We can't be perfect. We have some strengths. Pump up the strengths. You know, is anyone else other than me watching the, I'm not watching on TV, but I'm reading about it, the presidential campaign? Notice Trump doesn't talk about his weaknesses.
Like anything at all?
Yes.
He has none.
Exactly. He has no weaknesses. So it's amazing. He's awfully good at attacking others if they attack him, I'll tell you that. Oh, my God. He's just like a snake. Anyway, so a good politician isn't going to say, dear people, I want to tell you why I'll be a great president. First, let me tell you all the things I'm lousy at.
Right.
Once George Bush was asked in, I think it was the second debate for his second term, what mistakes had you made during your presidency? And he went, really can't think of any. He was so arrogant to say that, but a lot of Republicans went, Yes, he's made no mistakes. I mean, it's all very delusional, you know. So anyway, back to real life, real business. Still, you want to emphasize your strengths. But if they, you know, if they say, well, we really need someone to do that, how do you answer that? We need someone that can do more strategy. You know, I might say, well, why is that important to you? Instead of go, oh, well, you know, I don't have a lot of experience in that, but blah, blah, blah. Why is that important to you?
My concern actually is that I will look naive because I didn't include it in my article. See what I mean?
Yes.
Nancy, this is Sarah Jane. I'm fascinated by the topic that you're bringing up now because just the day before yesterday, I sent an email out with a very tiny, with a question in it. It's like a survey to about 25 clients, asking them what are the top three things that they value in a coach.
Right.
And I'm getting their answers, and I'm going to relate that to my strengths, obviously, and how I communicate with them. So obviously you're the expert in survey research, so maybe that's something that you can do and then weave your strengths into that.
Well, I kind of ask that question all the time because I do it naturally. Thank you for that, Sarah Jean. And the thing is that I know that they would say marketing strategy. And I do say that in my bio, I have an MBA in marketing. So maybe for some people that's enough. I think I'm worried about my current clients seeing it and thinking that I'm saying I'm good and I'm not. It's really messed up.
Yeah. What's messed up is you're thinking about it, right?
Right. The bird is talking.
Because what you wrote is pretty good and it's really interesting, et cetera. So, can you live with imperfection?
I have to.
Is there any imperfection? Oh, you only have an MBA in marketing? The horror!
Just in case you didn't know, it's more than I have, so... What can I tell you?
So my thought in here was that, did you ever partner with somebody that has that skill? So that you are coming in, balancing you from what you're strong.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
You know, we're so concerned about this. Is anybody, put up your hand if you have a master's degree. All right, we've got 1, 2 master's, how many, 3, 4, 4 or 5, okay. Anyone have a PhD? Any PhDs in the group? No. Okay.
I'm ABD in psychology. ABD.
Me too, Sarah Jean.
Okay, there's something in common. Okay, so, a long time ago,
and I'm JD.
I had my office in Palo Alto. I got this really smart woman who had a PhD in God knows what, and she did some really great things in organizational development, whatever. And I do not have a PhD. I do not have a master's degree. I don't know if you know, but I don't have a bachelor's degree. So it's like, am I going to be intimidated by people that have more degrees than I am? Or am I just going to take it at face value that they need help with marketing and ask myself legitimately, can I help them? And I met with her for a long time. We had great meetings and fantastic conversations. And I love working with people with degrees and that are super smart. So it doesn't intimidate me. So it doesn't intimidate me because, Nancy, I just got over it. What can I tell you? I used to be intimidated. So I wouldn't worry about it. I wouldn't put, sometimes we put a lot of work into something and then we won't pull the trigger on putting it out there because of that final fear. Look, no one's going to, can you imagine what, turn your mic on for a second, Nancy. I want you to imagine that you send it out to everybody. And what's the worst that could happen?
I picture them remarking about it to each other and laughing.
Yes.
Yep. And I look bad.
Yeah. Oh, God, that Nancy, she has all these qualities, but she just doesn't get it. Those aren't nearly as important as this other stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think we should hire her anymore. She's really, oh my God. Now, what would even be worse is they all called you up on a conference call and told you just how worthless you are.
Yeah.
But worse, they'd send a hitman to take you out.
Well, I wouldn't want to work with those people.
No, you wouldn't. That's one way to think of it. You know, F them if they can't take a joke. So... So you've got to find a different place to go to when you have that self-critical thing, whatever it is. I've seen worse cases. I'm not, we're just sort of having fun with this. I think you know, it's not fatal what you're going through, but I understand, you know, we're insecure. It goes back to rejection, not acceptance, not being loved, mm-hmm. blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. And so you can't just sweep that under the rug, but it's useful to just talk about it, be light about it sometimes, yeah. You know, have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
And then just let it go. I mean, if I don't send an easy, and so I think people will think I've died. People will think every once in a while, I didn't get your easy today. Oh, yes, yes. But, you know, what the heck? Because I know I'm not perfect, and I let myself not be perfect sometimes. You know, I've only been doing it virtually every week for 17 years. So, is everyone going to drop off my list if they don't get an easy in one day or whatever? No,
they'll think it isn't Monday.
What?
They'll just think it isn't Monday.
That's right, Tuesday.
For Tuesday, yeah. Sorry. See.
Right.
Thank you. That was helpful.
Okay, good.
Hey, can I just say something?
Yeah.
So it sounds like if you commit it to writing, you're thinking it's like all inclusive, you know, like, oh, if I don't put everything that I think they're looking for, that's it. But I mean, I don't think about an article that way. I think, okay, this is the top seven, or it doesn't mean that someone else's point isn't valid. You're not saying that. It's not all inclusive. It's, and if somebody was to bring it up, oh yeah, that'd be great for my next article. You know? So I don't know, just kind of keeping it more open. Just because it's in writing, it doesn't mean it's set in stone, you know?
Great point.
And I use the phrase, you know, is it good enough? You know, when something is like, you're worried about it being, you know, perfect or right, you know, it's because obviously we're all talking about you can't have perfection, but is it good enough? Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. What's the word? Perfection is the enemy of done. Right. So one thing that I'm coaching you on or supporting you in is getting it done. Okay. Good as you can do right now. Great. Let's use it. You can, you know, I've changed so many things. You know, I've changed my report a zillion times. I'm never happy really with anything. Totally. I just changed my homepage this week and already I'm not happy with it. So I know what you're talking about. But I should stick with it for a while and look at how the opt-ins go and blah, blah, blah. Because I'm always trying to get across the perfect message. So, you know, you do your best. Okay, anything else about writing? So I got a question for you. What is the purpose of marketing writing? Because given that I'm going to give you more of it, and there's going to be a lot of it, and, you know.
I think of it as PR.
It's PR. Okay, that's definitely true.
I would say it's between home and first, getting attention.
Yeah.
It's about getting attention, okay?
Getting clarity.
Yeah, gaining clarity for yourself, as Sarah Jane said, absolutely.
It gives me an excuse to reach out, like a reason to reach out again to people.
That's a good one. Gives people a reason to reach out, right?
It helps me clarify my thoughts. I mean, communicate my ideas to people and in the process, clarify my thoughts.
Right. Exactly.
It helps make you familiar.
What's that?
It helps make you familiar to your audience.
Yeah. If you're doing something on a regular basis, like what I call keep in touch marketing, easing, blogging, etc., it builds that trust and that familiarity and a sense of who you are. You know, most of the people that come to me have been on my list for a long time. It's kind of rare that someone just hits me just before this course and says, well, this is the right thing. It's usually people have been familiar. So it's all of those things. So one of the things I say in a simple way, it's to persuade people to stick with you. It's to persuade people to want to know more. It's to persuade people to take an action. but not in a manipulative kind of way, although some things are more directly related to getting you to take action or do something or respond, etc. But everything you send out, from articles to web content to whatever, plus emails, it's always about moving the action forward. You know, it's not just something that's just sitting there. It's like you want them to think about this, if nothing else, and really consider it seriously. I've had people tell me, well, here's an example. I told this to one person, it's worthwhile sharing. A number of years ago, I met someone who I'd had as a client years ago. I can't even remember if I had her for a client for long or she read my easing or whatever the heck it was. But I said, how is your business going? She says, my business is full. I'm always, you know, packed up, et cetera. I said, well, what do you attribute that? Well, she says, it's one thing I learned from you years ago. And I always love it when I get, and I said, what was it? And she said, thank you letters. I said, no kidding. She says, yes, I really took it to heart. Because I'd written an article. There's actually an article online about that in the club under articles. About thank you letters, thank you notes. And she wrote tons of thank you notes. And that got her more referrals because of thank you notes. And that's not something I even remember to tell people, but you know, but she found that in that kind of writing, thanking people, it was personal. So if your writing really can relate to that person directly and they can really see themselves in it, or thank you notes, which acknowledge them for whatever, something you might want to check out is that article. And if you go to, I'll send it in my follow-up email. So you never know. Something you say at some point could make the difference in someone working with you. It's all communication. So let's talk about what we're going to work on next, unless we have any other comments, insights.
I have a question.
Questions.
Yeah. So as far as the follow-up goes, you know, with these contacts that we're making, so when do you cross the line from being good at follow-up and harassing somebody? I don't know, because I'm not getting a response after I've done a phone call, I've done an email. They do know me, so...
Who was this?
This was a massage therapist that I haven't seen in a while, you know, as a professional contact. So I don't know how many more times to follow up.
Yeah. Well, always assume they're really busy and whatever. And some people are just bad at follow up. I mean, they're just terrible. It's like, so often not your fault. But after you've done a few follow-ups and you feel it's getting into the pesty zone, then you say, just want to chat with you, talk one more time. You seem to be really busy. Would love to chat with you, but that's okay. So I'll leave it in your court. If you'd like to talk, I'll leave it to you. And all the best, blah, blah, blah.
All right.
That strategy is, you really want to say, screw you. Why don't you get back to me? I'm not going to do anything unless you do. So you're doing that in a kinder, gentler way.
Okay.
So just let, you know, but that completes it. I really want to reach this person. We can't seem to make it work. Okay. Well, I'll complete it instead of leaving it open-ended, and I'll put it in their court. See, the ball is always in your court until you put it in their court. Mm-hmm. And she might say, she might call up and say, sorry, Carol, I've been so busy and blah, 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 and I'm so sorry, or not.
Right.
If not, it's just, okay.
Okay, I like that phrasing you gave me, so that'll help.
Yeah. Has anyone else done that? Because often we leave it open-ended, and why not just complete it? Mm-hmm. I've seen that work for a lot of people. Okay, anything else? Okay, so some people were starting to work on websites, or even have completed working on websites for those ambitious ones amongst us. So Roberta just took it on, and she had to have a whole new web template because the other thing wouldn't update or change. You couldn't change the font. It was kind of a mess. And so he swooped in and made all the changes, and it's done.
It looks exactly like my other one. It's like I went from an old blue Honda to a new blue Honda.
Well, that made it easier because he did some interesting design things. Go to her site, and it's taking the first step, and it zeroes in on that foot taking the step. I think that was quite artful. I think that was pretty good. And also, Carol, we didn't redo hers from scratch, but he went in and put in a plug-in so she could change the size of the font and change the background and made it more readable, et cetera. So she's done a lot of work on hers. Leanne is working on hers as we speak. I'm giving her some design ideas, but she's doing pretty good on working with the template. So we'll see how that goes. Sarah is also, you're working on your site already, Sarah, right? We talked about some ideas. We have more to work on that. Oliver is pretty much done with the main template for his website. He's got most of the content in there. So he's doing really well. Although there's a few things to add. So Nancy, I talked to Nancy about her site and I gave her a lot of suggestions and bigger fonts. Have you done any work on that yet? Microphone.
I tried to, and I had trouble figuring out how. I'm going to check with the people who helped me with my website to figure that out. I don't really want to spend money on it. It seems like it should be easy, but I'm concerned that I can't actually change the color of the font. I'm not sure if I can.
Right. So if you work with my guy, Mike, he can solve things pretty quickly.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And he's $50 an hour.
That'd be nice. And then the other thing was to put some articles, like to find how to put articles, what'd you say, on the server?
Yeah.
To store them there. And I need to figure that out too. I got some words for that, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah. There's ways to do it through WordPress, and there's ways to do it with FTP software, which I've explained to some people, but don't want to people glaze over with technicalities. It's very simple, really.
I don't use WordPress, so.
You don't use WordPress, so. Yeah.
I'll get Mike's name from you when I talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Great. And Sharon is doing some work on her site. Let's see. Oh, and Sarah Jane is going to start from scratch, and I'm going to be helping her with some design ideas. And she wants, I want it simple, and I want it, you can say it, Sarah Jane.
What do you want me to say?
I want it simple, and I want it cheap.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And so.
I took down my original site, everybody, because it had nothing to do with coaching. The site had to be 15 years old. It had to do with consulting it. Haven't consulted in years. And my other major, major problem is I am getting 600 to 800 spams a day. And so we thought if I would take down my site, it would help. And I'm down to maybe 400 a day. And I don't know, I'm going crazy.
You might want to consider changing your email address, but that's kind of a bitch. You know, you have to let everybody know, and I've done that a few number of times over the years, but it's a big thing because, you know, and then you sort of fade in with the new one, and then the spam stops for a while. But then they find a way. Those spammers, they find a way. But anyway, okay. So everyone's making some progress on the site. So I'm going to work on a masthead for you. That's going to be my first thing. And we'll sort of get a sense of look and feel, and then we'll get the web guy to put together a WordPress site that is simple and easy to do. But what almost everyone still needs to do is work on some aspects of their web copy. Some are done, and then they're working on other stuff, fine. But I've given you a little homework on that. And I want you to all, even if I've worked with you on this, I want you to look at the section. I'll be sending this, and it's on the mastery site with details. But I want you to look at your homepage, because the homepage is the first impression. It's a graphic impression, and it's a impression in words. Are you saying what you need to say to for people to want to explore a bit further, or to download an article, or to opt in, or to do something? And most websites just kind of sit there. They often say way, way too much on the homepage. Sometimes they don't say enough. Leanne's kind of just baffled me. You got to simplify it. People want simplicity on the web. They want clarity. They want to know where to go. They're sometimes blown away by fancy graphics, but it often doesn't get you as much as you think it does. They want clarity. They want attractiveness. They want to be pointed in the right place so they're not confused, you know, as soon as they come to your site. And you want them to stick around a little bit. So I'm going to have you look at that, and I'm going to give you some other homework to do, preparation for your website, okay?
That would be my old one that baffled you.
Yes. Yeah, you're definitely moving in the right direction. You know, there's a lot of formatting. There's going to be a lot of rewriting. So, for instance, you know, sometimes I feel bad about sharing these things. I said, you open about us with all your credentials. And I pointed out to Leanne that that's the very last thing most people want to read, because it has nothing to do with me. That's all about you. So a lot of things on the website, let me just sort of have my spiel on this. A lot of stuff on the website is mostly about you, and there should be much more about the clients. So the homepage is, are you this kind of person? Do you have these kind of issues? Would you like it to be like this? Instead, this is just an overview of what you'll read. And, well, we help people with that kind of thing, and we get results like this, and this is why we're qualified to do it. And the next step is to find out more about this or download something. It's very simple. So it's focused on them and their issues, not so much on you. And then there's the page on who we work with. I think that's a good page, because people wonder, well, is this for me, and does he work with people like me? Or, you know, so what's the target, and what's the niche, and what are the issues that you deal with? And so you've got some of those kind of things. So that page is hardly about you at all. Maybe it doesn't even mention your services. It's just about you. So they can go, yeah, this is the kind of person I can work with. And then there's the how we work. That's where you talk more about your approach to helping them. Here's our approach, and here's our guiding beliefs, and here's some of the things that we do in working with you that make us unique. So now you're sort of getting into how you help them. And then you've got the services page, which is the HOB that we started with. Now here's everything we do on that service. Then you have testimonials, maybe case studies. And, you know, most of you have pieces of this, and sometimes it just has to be arranged a little differently or more attractively. And then you have the contact us, which almost never says anything. Well, you need to say something on that page, like thank you for visiting the site, and I hope you downloaded the article, and you understand basically how I work. And if you'd like to set up a time to talk, this is how we start working. So that's one thing I try to emphasize on the Contact Us page, is this is how we start working with people, because it's scary to call a professional. You don't know when they charge or what they do, or will they do anything free, or, you know, people have maybe never hired a coach or consultant, but somehow you're the person on the list to contact. So you let them know. You know, the first step is we have a friendly chat over the phone, and we talk a little bit about what you're going through. Then I'll send you more information, and we'll have a more in-depth chat and see if we can work together. That makes people feel more comfortable in contacting you, that kind of stuff.
Is that better than referring them to your HEOB page and having them fill out a form there? You know, is it better to say, email me and we'll set up an initial conversation, or fill out the form on this page. And when I get it, I'll contact you.
It depends.
Okay. See,
the truth is, most people looking at your website are not ready to buy your services that moment. And this is why I emphasize, but it's probably the thing that people resist the most. So, and I'm not going to force anyone to do this, but it's the keep in touch piece that can really make the big difference. So imagine that you're browsing the web. We all browse the web. You know, we go from one site to the other, we're looking for something, or we're just whatever, and that attracts our attention. We go to a site, and wow, lo and behold, there's a pretty interesting site there, and they have some good stuff, and it's nicely designed, it looks professional. And maybe there's an opt-in on one site, on the other side there might be no opt-in. So you opt in, and then you say, well, here's the report that we have, and we send out an email newsletter with tips and ideas and strategies about whatever, every week, 2 weeks, or a month, whatever it is. And that's, you know, a month is fine if you can do that. It's better than not at all. Some people are writing things every week anyway. So so you don't you see that you have a better chance of working with that person who keeps in touch with you than the other person? The thing is, even though their website is great, it might be very similar to the other one, if there's no opt-in, do you do this? Oh, this is someone that I'm going to work with someday, I hope. I'll create a place in my bookmark bar and make sure I never lose it. Now, once in a while, you do that for some kind of resource that you want to have. But basically, you'll go somewhere else, and the chance of you ever coming back is near to zero, zero, zero. That's why capturing people's email is, you know, it can possibly turn into something. I've got a guy in the club that was in a program in the past, and he says, I even ask for their phone number, and I don't get a lot of opt-ins. When I get the email and phone number, I pick up the phone and call them and start the conversation, and sometimes that leads to sending the article and sending the letter, and it turns into a client. So it's the one way, it's the one thing you can do on your website to be a little more proactive. Now, excuse me. Now there are exceptions to this rule. So, for instance, Carol's business is completely local. She wants people in her town because they come to her personally to get therapy and hypnotherapy, and so people opting in from God knows where across the United States isn't going to help her much. And she, you know, really working on an easing like that, not so much. So I said, well, instead of that, let's build a simple database program. Not so simple, right, Carol? But a database program on your desktop so that you can collect names and once in a while send out things to the people that you already have in your list. So individually, I'm talking to people about, well, what's the best way for you and what do you want? And some people can work with people all over the place. You know, if I look back, you know, when I started my business in San Francisco, I did keep in touch marketing then, pre-internet by how much? But let's see, 1985, 15. When did the internet really get going? It was about 10 or 12 years before the internet really got going. It was 11 years after that I started my e-zine.
95 or 96.
Right. Patrick? Patrick is someone I'm meeting. Patrick, we're at the wrong time zone. Can you hear me? Patrick, wrong time. So I'll get back to him. Don't know how that happened. Just sent him an email. I don't know. Where was I? Totally got discombobulated from that. Oh, yeah. So So anyway, before the internet, I used to do a newsletter. And I put in a lot of work collecting names, putting them in a database, and sending them out to my list. And I sent out a newsletter, physical newsletter, every couple months. And I did that for a long time. And I also did postcard mailings. So, you know, one thing that I say about that is the most important asset you have in your business, other than your knowledge, is your list. If I lost my list tomorrow, basically I would be out of business. I'd have no one to market to. I would have to start from scratch. I'd have to get out there and give more talks and do more networking and build a list again. So anyway, we're going to be looking at everyone person to person and thinking, okay, so what are we going to do with Keep in Touch marketing? See, it's better to have a list of 150, 200, 300 people than nobody. You know, I built a pretty big list in a time where it was easier to build a list. But my list, the open rate of my list is embarrassingly bad. It's less than 10%. I have people on that list who've been on the list for 17 years. They've just never taken me off. Maybe they like reading my e-zines or they just ignore it. But they don't. It's so. But some people on your list, I've seen people have small lists and start doing Keep in Touch marketing and have that be a major source of business for them. Because you maintain that familiarity. You give interesting ideas. You point them in a direction to read about something particular. You ask if people would like to have a consultation with you. There's a lot of ways to use that list. So we're about to wrap up. We'll be getting into this more. I'm going to send you some homework about that. Not really about the lists yet, but we'll talk about that later. The other one last thing I want to say is we're going to add a new little piece of paperwork. I know we all love paperwork. It's going to be a mastery report form that you send to me before our one-on-one sessions. And I always have done that with clients, but I was hoping the action support system would be enough. It's not quite enough to prepare for these meetings. So it asks similar questions. It doesn't take long to do, but I want to know what you're working on, what's working for you, what questions you have, where you're stuck, what you're planning next, what your agenda is, so that we can work more productively on our one-on-one appointments. So I'll give you a link to that. And that is a non-optional request. Gotta have it. It really makes a lot of difference to what we do. Because I can't remember everything you've done before, and I've looked at a few things, but I don't know exactly what's burning, what you have to work on now. And, you know, we've only had about 3 or 4 sessions together with each of you, and we got a lot more to go. Okay? So can everybody just unmute yourselves quickly? Okay. So is that everyone got it? Any questions about that questionnaire?
Thank you. No.
Okay. Good. Okay, guys, that's it. We'll see you in person or online in 2 weeks. Have a great 2 weeks. You're all making great progress. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.